This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA reports can be a very valuable resource for hog producers. We will hear more from Lee Schultz, chief economist with Ever.ag, next.
What's happening in Iowa agriculture today? Get the answers on Iowa Ag Matters. Each midday, we bring you in-depth analysis of the grain and livestock markets, expert insights from industry leaders, and key conversations with the farmers and agribusiness professionals shaping our state's future. From food to fuel to fiber, Iowa Ag Matters has fun covering the issues that matter most to the agricultural industry in Iowa. Tune in every midday to Iowa Ag Matters, only here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
USDA reports can be a very valuable resource for hog producers. Lee Schultz, chief economist with Ever.ag, says fundamentals are key when digging through publicly available data.
We really piggyback the various reports by USDA and other sources together. I think it provides us a really good foundation of where those fundamentals are.
Dr. Schultz points to additional market pressures, including changes in the world agricultural supply and demand estimates, and particularly export data, that could influence future trade decisions.
We've been running much lower than year-ago levels. Obviously, the increased tariff rates on U.S. pork shipments to China, as well as price competition for other major exporting countries. You know, we've seen some headline news that Brazil, for example, has seen some real increases in their trade by volume over the last couple of months. And so I think as you look at all those factors, USDA made that change to some of those fundamentals that they expect to play out here in 2025.
In future reports, Schultz says they will examine more annual snapshots, such as the livestock annual slaughter summary.
Real interesting in that report, and I refer to it every year, is you have the number of hogs slaughtered and the number of federally inspected plants by size group and the number of slaughter plants by type of inspection. So you got the federally inspected as well as the non-federally inspected. And why I think that's notable is, you know, we've seen some structural change as it relates to the packing industry as far as some additions of packing plants, some subtractions, not only the net of the numbers, but kind of a good idea of the capacity of those plants.
For more information, visit www.nass.usda.gov. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.